The colleges and universities of the Anglican Communion are another one of these Anglican networks, and Canon Dr. Don Thompson, who's the General Secretary of the Colleges and Universities, we're having now an opportunity to talk with him and to learn something of it. Don, welcome to you. I wonder if I might begin by just asking you to help us understand something of the origins of how the colleges and universities came together in terms of a network.
Well, I think it'd go back to the fact that wherever the Church of England, through its colonies, surfaced, it was concerned not only with the community of faith, but it was concerned with that community, and it developed education, and it developed healthcare. And in the field of education, schools, teachers' colleges, training colleges, and finally universities have been the result. And there are at least 130 colleges and universities, that is, colleges of higher education around the communion, that were all founded by the churches of the communion in some sense. I'm sure there are several thousands of schools from kindergarten through so-called 12 that exist throughout the world. So it's not too surprising that there's a network of all those colleges and educational institutions that have a mandate similar to the church.
Now, you mentioned primary schools and high schools. Do you get involved with those at all, or do you just stick to colleges and universities?
We just stick to colleges and universities, but I think I know of so many of the basic schools around the world that they are looking for an international relationship, right, just like colleges and universities have, and hopefully that might happen. There is such a relationship of colleges in the United States of America, and I think there are in certain African countries, but nothing worldwide yet.
Okay. In terms of the mandate that you come at it, in terms of the colleges and universities, do you try to do things around curriculum development, for example? Do you envisage the day when all the colleges and universities would have a similar curriculum?
No. The curriculum is always determined by the country and culture where the college resides. What we're talking about is that the significance of a faith-based organization, in our case an Anglican Christian organization, gives an orientation to study in which faith and reason are seen as similar sides of the same coin. And that we are building not only people of professional character, we're building people of vocational and spiritual character, and that the colleges, with a faith base, can do that, and they're mandated to do that, and they know that they can set an example in terms of not only spiritual practice, but in terms of involvement in the community and involvement in public activity that represents proper leadership in the Christian world of today.
There must be fascinating exchanges when you get together in terms of professors, teachers, students exchanging stories and information back and forth.
They do. And what is fascinating is that every college has remarkably dedicated people who by their very passion of faith, sort of initiated and transmitted in others. I can't help but think of a college in India where the dean of students, current dean of, well, 15 years ago dean of students, was recruited basically as an Indian beggar woman who first of all started helping in the kitchen and then was seen to have such experience out of her own struggle of life and bringing up a family, that she was brought in gradually to work with the students in residence and ultimately became the dean of residence. she was a deep moral example. And I remember when I asked the president of that university, who is your most valuable faculty member, the response was, that's Stella. The girls learn more from her than from anyone. That's the kind of commitment that you hear in almost every college, that the faculty and staff are made up of such people. And so students who come to those institutions, in effect, they catch faith, right. And that's how they know it.
The 130-plus institutions, are they all around the Anglican Communion? Are they centered in a few places?
They're all around places like Japan, Korea, Philippines, a few in Latin America, certainly Canada, United States, Australia, Britain. There are only new ones starting up in parts of Africa. And the biggest gap is South Africa, when many of these schools who actually produced people like Nelson Mandela and Desmond Tutu were closed during apartheid and the schools were taken over. Archbishop Ndongane is currently in a process of trying to recover those colleges and schools so that they can once again be, especially for black Africans, can be a place where they can nurture Christian values and public values at the same time.
Right. In May of 2008, you held a conference that was connected with the Chinese University of Hong Kong. Was that a particularly unique event?
That was a pivotal event because up until that point, I think it's true that our organization had been dominated really by Western groups and groups with a sort of a mindset of either Europe or America. We recognized that the important things that are happening in the world these days, including the academic world, are in the Far East and in China. So this gathering was to enable our membership to become acquainted with Eastern academia, which is quite different than Western, and also to take a short trip to China, where they visited some of the colleges and universities that had been founded by the missionaries in the 18th and 19th century, and gradually, of course, were taken over by the Chinese government, but now are allowed to recognize their Christian heritage and to recover it. So we were welcome visitors. So this has created just the beginning of a whole new series of links between China in particular and Eastern institutions and institutions of the West.
I was about to ask you about sort of some of your next future steps, and perhaps that's one of them. Are there some others in terms of how you see the next few years happening?
What we would most like to do is not so much develop curricula, but share curricula in the sense that we would like to use the evolving resources of the Internet to enable students in different parts of the world to undertake the study of a subject together, but work at it from different cultural points of view. And that is now, it's becoming technologically possible. It's hugely expensive to transport people around the world to do that. That's certainly the best way, face-to-face. But they can undertake those studies. And when they do that, then one understands why it is that somebody in India, for instance, thinks of water so differently than somebody in North America, and why the reverence in which it is put in creation is understood differently. And thereby we understand each other's culture, we understand each other's symbols of even things like water and baptism, which of course are culturally derived.
Certainly with the emphasis in the whole communion centered on dialogue and education and theological education, that those kinds of activities seem so timely right now in terms of developing a true sense of the communion worldwide and that sort of thing. Education would seem to hold the key to that.
I think education is, and I think it behoves the work of the communion to be less setting up structural relationships but relationships of contact and knowledge of one another, so that we are capable of meeting each other, walking in each other's shoes, understanding each other's hearts and minds, and thereby seeing ourselves in a fundamental human communion, which is quite different from some of the issues that affect us and cause us controversy in the world right now.
Is the best way for individuals or for parishes to learn about the work in universities and higher centers of education through the website?
The website will do it, and then simply to Google things like education and Anglican Communion, or your own particular part of the Anglican Communion, to see what institutions are there that represent this tie, because they're somewhat different in every part of the world, but they're there, and a good Google search will turn them up.
Great. Don, thank you so much for your time today, and we appreciate all that you're doing in terms of universities and higher education.
Thank you.